I'm Daniel Chenier, the Vice President of ADQ. I'm a transsexual since I began my transition and make 15 years around. Mm-hmm. And I do volunteer in trans community since 12 years. And I organized Trans Day of Pride since 10 years. Mm-hmm. The Trans Pride Day is a day of lecturers, and we talk about transsexuality, reality of the transsexuality, the law, sorry for my accent, the law, the health, and now just at this time intersex too, so reality around transsexuality too. And the first one was before the last 10 years. Do you have a night event before with a show? That's beginning in like 1984, but not every year, like intermittent, let's say, we could say that, intermittent. And the last one before we begin, that was in 1997. So after that, I start to do it after a girl from Ontario begin it and she find it too hard. Mm-hmm. So she gave me to me, and I go back to ATQ to say, hey, we could do a day of lecture and continue with your gala of the night. So the day is for learn about transsexuality for the transsexual and for the friend, family, colleague. And the night is a night of fun with, it depends on the years. Some years we had burlesque. We had Duke of Drags. Now this year will be singers and a couple of not drag queen. They do the show, but that's not like Mado. Okay. So I'm just chose the word for that. So that will be a nice night, and that's the same for the night. And the same time, that's you speak French a little bit too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can answer a question in French if you
please. For honor it, honor, for say thanks to people who are volunteer for the community. Some people in that are not trans, but they do much for the community. And plenty of people of them are trans too. So we say thanks and give plate or trophy and a trophy. So... that's it, and that's a day mostly the same time for joint people, because some people could not come in the weekly meeting because they work in the week, they live far and things like that, and they are really, really happy to have one day at here at least to join all together in the weekend. So if they live far, that's not a problem. That's one day. So they take a night somewhere, or they go back late in the night. So we have much comment about that. They really love that, and we will not stop to do it, because you know, you see how much people now. That's each year. That's around 100 and 250 people who come. So, and the same time with the kiosk. That's give information about organization who will give service for trans.
So how many years have you been doing the event like it is now with the lectures during the day?
With the lecture all day, on a complete day, sorry, I'm tired. That's make 11 years in total. Mm-hmm. I'm in it. I was volunteer the first year, and 10 other years I'm one of the principal organizer.
Great. Have you seen the event, or I guess in how have you seen the event grow and change over the years?
How I see it grow, I find each year that's better and better, because experiment and more people. Some people come from USA too. So I meet my best friend, who I talk my sister by choice, come from Bahamas. She was a dual citizen, the girl who passed on CQ18 not long ago. And she's both nationality, Canadian and Bahamian. And in this country, that's not good, that's dangerous for her. So hey, I meet her when her mother died here. She come to the Trans Deaf Pride. That was her first time with so many people. And since this moment, we are friends. And now she just come in the administration. And like I say, from everywhere, that's more and more know about around the world. And if people, some year we have people from Europe who come, so that's cool.
I just wanted to ask, yeah, if you've seen the conversations that people have been having at Trans Pride Day, the lectures that people have given, and like the important issues that people have been talking about, have you seen them change a lot over the past
year? That's changed a lot, mostly around the important thing each year. So mostly now that's come bigger and bigger about gender mark on papers, law. Each year that's more and more, and now we have, that's make 2 years, I think, we had intersex are introduced in the Trans Day. So that's cool. First, that was mostly talking about violence and prostitution the first year. Mm-hmm. Some year that was a researcher from university. Some year was témoignage.
Personal stories.
Mm-hmm. So that's really different each year. That's really nice about that. That's why that's need to be diversity each year to interest people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when that's really, really interesting and people ask it about to have more, we take one of the lecturer and ask to come to one of the event of the night of ADQ. Like we have one each month, we have an event, Tuesday Trans. We have lecturer, movie, potluck, thing like that, to everybody are invited. So sometimes that was a conference from air, from the Trans Deaf Pride. We finally repass again on these nights. And now we talk about a new group of ATQ in Quebec City. That's since October. I am the animator of the group in Quebec City. So that's popular. Each week we have between 10 and 25 people. So it's the need was there because no service in Quebec. And we work about that for have service in Quebec because all the service or close to all the service are in Montreal.
Would you be able to say a little bit about ATQ and what it is in case people aren't familiar?
ATQ was created in 1980 by Marie-Marcelle Godbout, the founder. That was because, firstly, she was a nurse, and she met one of the first trans who had the surgery in the Quebec, and she was in the street like errée. She was like, she was alone, and in her head, she take care of her. And she say, oh, wow, that's need to be, to change, to have something for us. And she begin by take care of giving the injection of hormone of the girls. She begin to air the girls. And when she passed the first time on TV, she, by enthusiasm, she gave her number for a helpline. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning of the helpline from 1981, something like that. And from this moment, that's a helpline, that's a support group at Trans Deaf Pride. We take care of archive of the community. Sometimes we go to the government for fight for things too. And we go plenty of time outside in Montreal and outside of Montreal for do conference, demystification, Trans 101, thing like that. So, like, in the autumn we go to Abitibi. You are invited, and it's me. Met last week I was in Drummondville. So that's, we make the turn of the Quebec to change the things. And like I said, Marie-Marcel was there too at the same time, because in 1980, that transsexuality was, for people, for normal people, was criminal, murders, prostitution, all that dark side. So she wanted to change that, because part of the community, big part of the community, are not in the dark side. Some, plenty of people have a job, like a lawyer, everywhere. Some have heard them hold own company. So that was the reason she go on TV too, for and TV and radio and newspaper. She was the first in Quebec to introduce the transsexuality. And the good and the positive way.